when I was young, I was not Christian, and I had a very bad relationship with my father. My father was like an abusive father, and I was not an easy teenager, too. Was not a believer. But he died, and when he died, 1 year later, I accept Christ, and things changed in my life. And I remember that take a while. I always remember with some kind of grudge or resentment. And God put me in a point that I had to forgive him. I feel that I needed to. And although he was already dead, I pray, and I remember when I said, God, I don't know where you are, really, but I want to say that I forgive you. I forgive you, and I ask forgive too, because I was not a good son. And I didn't know Christ, and you didn't know Christ, and so I forgive you. And this takes years. Years. And one thing changed that was amazing, because before, all the time that I remember my father, I always remembered the negative things. But after I forgive him, I start to remember the good things that he represents for me. And I just come to my mind, and I really feel free. So, of course, for some people it's easier to forgive. Some people not. Some people depends what was the kind of offense, of course. But it's really a journey, and maybe you're still in a journey of forgiveness here. And I was, when I was researching this week, I found a phrase from C.S. Lewis that I love it, and everyone thinks forgiving is a lovely idea until they have something to forgive. And it's so true. It's so beautiful word, forgiveness. But when you have to, sometimes you see that it's not so easy. But let's start asking, what is forgiveness for you? What is forgiveness for you? There is no wrong and right answer. Just what it is for you. Some people can say, okay, forgiveness, blah, 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 blah. What do you think? Try to do like just one sentence, just one line.
It's wishing the best for somebody that hurt you.
Okay.
Change the attitude from negative to positive.
Okay. Peace. Yeah, when you forgive, you feel peace.
Mm-hmm.
Let it go. It's a good word. Let it go. Let it go. So let's see today. What's very interesting. I went to a seminar. I studied Greek. I studied Hebrew like 25 years ago. I don't know. Don't remember. But This week I try to, okay, let's research about the word forgiveness. And it was so interesting for me that the Bible, it's amazing, because all the time you go, it's always comes something new. And I just discovered the word, there are three words in Greek that are translated for forgiveness in English. Three words with different meanings. Okay, so I will help you to understand, and I hope this will bring to you this morning more clarity. What is forgiveness? So, the first word, the first kind of forgiveness is called charizomai, okay? Charizomai. I would say charizomai is easy to pronounce. I don't say charizomai, something like that, fancy. But charizomai, okay? Charizomai. Charizomai is the God unconditional forgiveness, okay? This kind of forgiveness is based on the The word, you see, charizomai, in the beginning, charis. That means grace. It's on the root of the word. And that means you don't do anything. It's unconditional. God just gave to you through Jesus Christ. And that's it. Okay? This is amazing. So it's charizomai, it's God's free pardon. Charizomai is offered freely to all with absolutely no condition. It's all about Christ. It's not about you. It's not about just God gave to you. And we see this word in Colossians chapter 2, verse 13, when it said, when we were dead in your sins and in the uncircumcision of your flesh, God made you alive with Christ. He charizomai us all our sins. This is the word there. Charizomai. It's grace. It's not about you. You didn't do anything. Christ did everything. Christ did everything. So this kind of forgiving is a free gift of God to every person, single person on the earth, to Jesus Christ. Okay, so this you need to understand. This is one kind of forgiveness. But I found a second kind that was very interesting, that called aphesis. Aphesis is forgiveness, the second kind of forgiveness. So aphesis is used to refer to the release of a financial debt or burden, but it's often used in sense of gain liberty or freedom. It's good to understand that word aphesis, forgiveness, different from the unconditional charizomai, we need do something. We need, it's conditional. And usually this word, aphesis, is relate with repentance. We need to repent to get this kind of forgiveness. So, the idea is sin enslaves us and put us in a bondage. If you do not repent from our sins, if you not turn from them for it and go to God, we will still in bondage. Okay? So we need to repent, to feel free, to serve God, to worship God freely. We need this. We need to repent. So, I don't know about you, but I remember, as was yesterday, when I start to read the Bible, and I read 1 John chapter 1, verse 9, when it said, if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from our unrighteousness. I don't know you, but when I was a new believer, my question was, okay, if God forgave me in Jesus Christ, why I need ask forgive all the time? Why I need? It's interesting that the word here, when say, if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just and will efface forgiveness. Is a different kind of forgiveness. Our sins, it purifies our, because this is a conditional. But the point here, it's even if you do not gain the aphesis forgiveness, we still have the charizomai forgiveness from God. What is going on here is without this kind of forgiveness, the aphesis forgiveness, we cannot have 100% relationship with God because our relationship is broken. It's not about charizomai. It's the same about father and son. I can remember that when I did something wrong, I cannot even look the eyes of my father. I was embarrassed. So our relationship was broke for the time, was damaged. But my father never I never became less son of my father because my father was mad with me. Do you understand what I mean? So, what God tried to teach us about this kind of forgiveness, a faith forgiveness, is the idea that when we need to ask forgiveness every day, every sin, because doing that, our relationship with God always will be a free, two-way relationship. I could look for my Father in His eyes, and I can embrace Him without feel embarrassed, without feel bad. Okay? So this kind of forgiveness is about relationship, is about the ability we have to serve God better. So, aphesis is usually connected with repentance, and we need to ask this always to have a good relationship with God. Okay? It's not about salvation. Even if you don't ask every day forgiveness, you have already the charizomai from God. This is the point. But you cannot serve well God because you have so much sin in your baggage. This is the point, okay? So the third kind of forgiveness you see in the Bible is called apoluo. Apoluo. And it's based on the Greek word luo that means I lose, set free, what you said. Okay? So, in many times, apoluo and aphesis are synonymous. So, they are just using the same way. So, you have three. John chapter 18, verse 39, talks about, but it is your custom for me to release to you one prisoner at the time of the Passover. Do you want me to release the king of Jews? So this idea, the word apolu is there, is set free. This is the point. So, just try to summarize this idea. The idea here is God, we need to understand that in Jesus Christ, we all receive the charizomai, forgiveness from God. But we need day by day offer to others, each others, the aphes and the apolu. Because this will help us to serve God better. This is the point. Aphes forgiveness and apolu forgiveness have absolutely nothing to do with or not we go to the heaven. It's about our relationship. It's about our spiritual life here. And the point is, bitterness, grudge, revenge can destroy our lives, can destroy our health, our marriage, and our family. And without forgiveness, we cannot serve God well. This is the main point. So have this in mind. So we can ask, why should I forgive? So, first of all, because this is the will of God. And this should be enough for us. God wants us to forgive each other. Okay, let's see some verse here. Colossians chapter 3, verse 13 says, bear with each other and forgive one another. If any of you has a grievance against someone, forgive as the Lord forgave you. The word here, forgive, they use, is charizomai. It's the idea that we have forgive others without condition to, like God, forgive us. It's the same that the word love. Remember in love, in Greek, we have agape, we have phileo, and we have eros, three kinds of love. And God asks us to love like agape, but we know this kind of love is so hard because it's a sacrificial love. It's something that is really divine. It's so hard. But even though God called us to have this kind of love, it's our bar. The same way here, God is calling us to have this charizomai, forgiveness to each other is something really hard. It's unconditional. You don't need to ask forgiveness from me. I will forgive you, even if you don't ask. It's grace. It's grace. Even if you don't deserve, I forgive you. But I forgive you because God forgave me first. This is the relation. This is the relation. Okay? Ephesians chapter 4, verse 31 and 32. Get rid of all bitterness, rage and anger, brawling and slander, along with every form of malice. Be kind and compassionate to one another. Forgive each other, just as in Christ God forgave you. So this is the idea. The same way that God forgave you, we have to forgive others. This is the point. Matthew chapter 18, verse 21, 22. Then Peter came to Jesus and asked, Lord, how many times shall I forgive my brother or sister who sins against me? Up to 7 times. Jesus answered, I tell you, not 7 times, but 77 times. So Peter went to Jesus, tried to do you know, I'm very good. What do you think, Lord? How many times we have to forgive? 7 times? He would think he was very good. Because 7, you know, 7 is something perfection in Hebrew culture. It was a good number. So Peter tried to show off to Jesus, to see, I'm a good one. 7 times. But Jesus looked to him and said, no, not 7. It's 77. It's not that it's 490. It's not this Jesus is talking about, too. But it's always, always we have to be open to forgive people. Because we were forgiven first. Because everything God did first. The second reason we need to forgive is because grudge and resentment compromise my ability to worship and serve God. We can see that Mark 11, 25. And when you stand praying, if you hold anything against anyone, forgive them so that your Father in heaven may forgive you. They use the word aphesis here. You did do something, okay, for your sins. So you can see here that our ability to worship God, our ability to serve Him, it's compromised when we have grudge in our hearts, when we have resentment in our hearts. So we need forgive. Because if you're not forgive, we cannot really praise God in our full potential. This is the point. We cannot serve Him if I still have a bad feeling for some people. But it's interesting that many times, even when people do something wrong with you, many times, even they don't know they did. You know, you remember, but they don't remember, they don't know. But it's you who keep in your heart. It's you who is suffering. It's you that is stuck in your spiritual life because you still have a grudge against this person. So the bad thing for you, for your sake, what you say? Say aloud. You even don't need to say to them. You say to God and say, God, before you, I forgive this person. I forgive this person. I let them go. It's for your sake. Most time it's much more for your sake than for their sake. But you need to do this. Matthew chapter 5, 23, 24. Therefore, if you are offering your gift at the altar, and there remember that your brother or sister has something against you, leave your gift there in front of the altar. First go and be reconciled to them, then come and offer your gift. Another thing, it's a moment to offer worship. Offering is worship. The moment of offering, it said, oh, I have something. They have something against me. I need to fix. Because if you not fix our relationships, if we still have this bad feeling in our heart, we cannot be fully 100% glorify God through our lives. It's for God. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witness, let us throw off everything that hinders, and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us. It's the idea we are on the spiritual journey, and if we still have a grudge, if we still have this kind of resentment, it's so heavy that you cannot walk. So we need set free. Let it go. So, we saw that we should forgive for two reasons. First, this is the will of God. Second, grudge and resentment compromise my ability to worship and serve God. But before we finish today, I just want to bring to you some myth about forgiveness that usually we hear. The first one is, forgiveness is always to forget the offense and the offender. Forgiveness is always to forget the offense and the offender. When we forgive, does God erase our memory? Of course not. We will remember. Of course, there are different kind of offense. It's different, for example, if I have an argument with my daughter at home, it's different than if somebody, a friend, betrayed me. It's different. But the thing is that sometimes we may remember the offense or the sensation of when we were offended. Sometimes it's coming. It's normal. This does not mean necessarily that you did not forgive. It's there because it's in your mind. And it was traumatic. So because it was a trauma, the event was a trauma for you, you will remember. Okay? The point, what you need to ask is, when I remember, it still come the grudge, the sadness, the desire to pay back. If it still come, it's because you really not fully forgive this person or this situation. Okay? So, the point here is, forgiveness does not mean that you will not remember what happened to us, but it will change how we feel about the event or the person. Okay? The second myth is, each offense needs to be forgiven only once. It's another myth. It's not really 100% true. The truth is, most of the time, we have to forgive many times. It's like, Esav did something against me, and I was very mad with him, if I can say that. And when I saw him, you know, when you saw him comes to the church, and he sits here, and I say, oh, I go back home. I cannot stay in the church in the same place that he is. This is bad. But the point here is, I need to see him. If I forgave him, could be that one day I'm arriving in the church. When I see him, because some external circumstance, I remember what he did. And maybe comes again from my heart, the bad feeling. But I forgave him. I spent 3 months and I was okay. But I don't know what's happened. I just remember and came. And I say, do you know, Lord, I forgave Asaf. I forgave. Again. Until the day that you feel free. It's a process. It's a journey. But can happen. That doesn't mean that you did not forgive before. But it's possible. Because the how hard was the experience for you, you have to forgive again. It's a process. Okay? So, through life, we need to forgive certain offenses more than once. But the goal is let you be free to serve God. Let you be free. The third and last myth is forgiveness means to be friends again with those who have offended us. Oh no, he did wrong. We can be friends again. Not necessarily. Not necessarily. If you have truly forgiven the person who offended you, we do not necessarily have the obligation to maintain the same level of relationship with the person who offended you. And it's okay. Sometimes the person did something, was very offended, and maybe you were the best friend, but you don't need to come back to be best friend again. But that doesn't mean that you do not forgive. It's just it's better to have different ways. The main point here is you cannot hold the desire to pay back. You cannot hold in your heart the grudge. But you can take different ways. So now I have a story here. A certain rabbi, looks like a nice rabbi. So a certain rabbi was invited to judge one guy in the community. So the community invited rabbi to judge this guy, and they said, no, this guy sinned, so we are judging him, we need you. And when this old rabbi arrived, he arrived carrying a jar of water, but with a hole in the bottom. You see, like, okay, it was hard to do this. I tried, but I'm very bad on the computer. Okay, so the water was come out of the jars, and the guys asked to him, Rabbi, so what is this? What's this jar? The water is gone, and he said, my sin shed behind me, and I do not see them. And today I came to judge the mistakes of another. When they listened that, they realized that the rabbi was talking about this situation. So they decide to forgive the guy. The point here is we all are carrying our jars, broken jars. In our sins, we don't remember. Just go away because of Jesus. In the same way that God forgave us, we should forgive the other. This is our challenge. This is our challenge. So we should forgive because this is God's will. And God sent Jesus. Second, please. Another one. God, through Jesus, gave to us the charizomai forgiveness. Unconditional. Unconditional. We don't do anything. Jesus did everything. But we feel so amazing, so grateful what Jesus did for us, because this amazing gift, that because of that, I say, you know, I should forgive others because I need to have a wonderful relationship with my Father, and I want to serve Him. And to serve Him, I have to take out everything that holds me back. And our worship, our ability to serve God, could be totally compromised by our feelings, our our grudge, our sins. And because of that, we have to liberate aphesis and apulu so we can serve God well. Let's stand up, let's pray. Dear Lord, thank you for your grace, for your mercy that renew every morning in our favor. Help us to free our offenders, free ourselves for your honor and glory. In Jesus' name, amen.